Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q3 and nine months FY23 earnings conference call of Suven Pharmaceuticals Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rishabh Barar from CDR India. Thank you, and over to you.
Good day, everyone, and thank you for joining us on this call to discuss the Q3 and nine months FY23 earnings for Suven Pharmaceuticals. We have with us Mr. Venkat Jasti, Managing Director, and Mr. Venkatraman Sunder, Vice President, Corporate Affairs, and Mr. Subba Rao, CFO of the company. Before we begin, I would like to mention that some statements made in today's discussion may be forward-looking in nature and may involve risks and uncertainties. Documents relating to the company's performance have been mailed to you earlier. I would now like to request Mr. Jasti to share his perspectives on the performance and outlook. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Rishabh, and good afternoon, everyone, for tuning in to the updates on the quarter three results of Suven Pharmaceuticals Limited. As you know, we have a quarter-on-quarter sequential increase in the revenue, but if you see the nine months, it's more or less flat. At the same time, the EBITDA is less by about 30 odd crores because this is mainly due to the product mix. As you know, the specialty chemical has more or less equal to the number, the earlier number of last year we have achieved in this quarter three itself. Because this is because of the seasonality of the uptake, because when the growth, I mean, sowing starts, sometimes it will be more front and sometimes more to the backward. This time it is more to the third quarter itself and some little bit going into fourth quarter. That means this keeps happening, and it may not be the same year-on-year. This time, next time it may be a little bit later also, it's possible, but it will be bunched up in one quarter, like compared to the last year third quarter. This year third quarter, the specialty can be almost doubled. Whereas the CRAMS has come down as mainly due to the less COVID revenue out of this year. We have mentioned in the last con call that, I mean, originally in the beginning, because of the less COVID molecules, the revenue will be down by around 5% or so. In the middle of the year, we have said, we may be able to catch up to the plan ratio compared to last year number or maybe a little bit better. As now this thing stands, I think we maybe we'll be able to come to the same number as last year, maybe a slight growth or something or two also is a possibility. If you see on the macro level, you know, since I cannot give you any kind of a projection, since our system visibility is only 6 months, I just want to give you some kind of macro scenario. As you know, the CDMO business is globally growing around 77% with a mass market size of over $140 billion. After this COVID debacle, now the R&D thing is coming back from the global pharma into the regular field. Also we have heard from our customers during CPHI in November that they're also looking to change from China to other countries, and India is likely to get benefited. It may not happen overnight, but things are going in the right direction overall. With what we have created over the last 20 years, we've been doing customer interactions and customer stickiness and more opportunities for us with increased capacities and increased chemistries. And as you know, we have been doing very good for the last 4 years with a CAGR of over 41% growth. So all in all, we see, you may see this up and down, as you know, in our business model. It's not quarter on quarter. Sometimes it may not be year on year, but at the same time, things are looking good. But there will be ups and downs in between, and which you, most of you are well aware of it. And I think that's where I want to, long-term growth prospects are very good. And we expect that to benefit us in the long run, especially with the China plus one, China minus one, whichever way you call it. I think all along we look good, but this is the status as of now. I think it's better for me to answer you rather than giving you more of the outlook. So I now look forward for your questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have our first question from the line of Rashmi Shetty from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Sir, on the specialty chemical business, though you alluded the growth is through seasonality, just want to understand that the current sales, you know, during the quarter and in the first 9 months which has come, it is from the only two molecules, or, you know, we have received some repeat orders from the third molecule also. And how do we, earlier we guided that, you know, there would be a flattish growth in FY23 in specialty chemical business. But now because of the higher growth in the 9 months, do we upgrade our guidance on this piece of business for this particular year?
Yeah, as I was telling, it's cyclical in nature compared to other businesses in the specialty chemicals. The situation with respect to the drought or the rainfall or whatever it is, the starting of these crops and all, they keep changing it. So this year it was preponed, looks like, and they got more requirement came in. I think they have taken based on the additional material also. That's why if you see in 9 months itself, we have surpassed last year's number. With respect to the product, the one product, a small amount of the third product also sold in the first quarter, which we have told you earlier. Otherwise, these two products are the main things. But at the same time, it can happen that the next requirement will maybe push not into the first, second quarter, maybe into the third and fourth quarter again, all bunched up in one go. But all in all, we look, as per the customer thing only, we are saying it's a practice growth on the specialty chemicals. But when the things are good, then suddenly they may get the requirement and we will be able to supply in time. So that's the way it is. That's the way it goes.
Okay. And sir, and on your CDMO pharma business, you know, we in the middle of the year, you know, we expected that probably for this year, we will be able to do some small single-digit growth. But considering the fact that, you know, we have shown a decline in second quarter and third quarter, do you think that, you know, for this full year, you know, we will see a decline in the pharma business, CRAMS business, or you think that, you know, some sales were deferred and it will come back in quarter four?
I think slight decline will be there, but we hope to, I mean, quarter four may not make it to the complete number to that level. But in general, based on the feedback during this CPHI last November, since now is the first quarter, now the year starts for the most of the European and American companies in January. So I think we should be able to see more number of opportunities coming, and of course repeat business to be coming in. I think as of now, except the COVID and some genetic molecules, other things are all on track only. I think they're not much different. So we expect a single digit growth should still happen.
in the pharma business, so you expect that ex-COVID molecule, or you still expect a single-digit growth?
Yes.
Hopefully, yes.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone. We have our next question from the line of Cinderella Carvalho from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity, sir. We are looking at this quarter and...
Cinderella, your voice is very feeble.
Is this better, sir?
Yes.
Am I audible?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry for this. So if we look at this quarter, we have higher contribution from the specialty chemical side, and still we have maintained our EBITDA margins. So is that a better contribution from the new products that we have in the specialty chemical, or how should we understand the margin aspect for this quarter?
No. I mean, see, you cannot attribute everything to one product or another. If the total product makes a specialty thing that goes in, the specialty chemicals are same as last year. There is no difference. So the improvement, if at all, is in the craft side of the business. Even though volume is less, the product mix, you know, value addition and all that stuff will play a role. So, but this year-on-year basis, it will even out, no? It will not be same.
Okay. Okay, that is helpful, sir. So just wanted to understand in case, like, you know, we are seeing higher profitability coming from the specialty side. That's the reason I was trying to understand.
Right. Okay.
And in terms of our CDMO business, how should we see, sir, any visibility that you can provide on the, in the coming, like, on the coming fiscal, FY24?
It's very difficult, you know that. And I never give you the whole fiscal thing, but that's why I gave you the macro level things that are happening. Whether that translates into the business for us or not, we don't know. But as of now, we are hoping that around 10% growth, as was telling you all the time, and we expect the same, if not better. But right now, we can only tell you what we have on hand, which is less than 5 months visibility for now. Which is looking good.
Okay, that's helpful, sir. Again, thank you so much for that. And sir, if we look at the Advent deal, where are we in terms of the process right now? Any timelines that you can allude, and in terms of process, you can highlight any details on that side?
Regarding the Advent thing, I mean, they have to do the all the approvals. They have to get it, and we have the timeline up to August of this year to get all the approvals, you know, like PCIs and the DOPs and the DIP, whatever you can call it. And they have applied and waiting for the approvals process to take place.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much, sir. I'll join back the queue.
Thank you. A reminder to participants to press star and one to ask a question. We have a question from the line of Darshit Shah from Nirvana Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So, just want to know a couple of things. One on the power integration on the API part, and we were in talks with few of the clients who were probably planning to come and see the facility and then give a go ahead. So, any update you would like to throw on that?
And what again, Darshit? Oh, power integration on the API. Yeah, we've been talking to them, as you know, last time itself I told you, we are now, I mean, talking, but they have to come and audit because they are different departments, and they have to come and audit, and they are expected to come second and third quarters, according to their second and third quarter, that means first and second quarter of ours. They are likely to show up, and it takes time, but we are working on that direction, yes.
Right. And sir, currently, how many products do we have under commercial and phase 3, if you would tell us, including the COVID drug?
Well, we have around 7 products.
In the pharma CRAMS?
Yes.
Okay, and any color on the phase 3 products? Where
no, as of now, there is no indication. no indication from the customer when that, because unless they get the results out and then only we get the intimation. As of now, there is no indication whatsoever when that will happen. I think there are in the phase 3 when they will move likely to the next level, we have no idea.
Got it. Yeah, that I understand, sir, that you don't have any indication. But any late stage products, if you can see, I mean, that might happen in 6 months, 12 months, but any number of late stage products we have in the pipeline?
Yeah, we have always the number of projects in the phase 3, and they keep changing it, and they withdraw some and they add based on the secondary molecules. We have about 5 in the pipeline.
So we do have late stage project, but you know, we will not be able to give a prediction based on that. That's what we are trying to do.
Got it. And sir, lastly, if I may ask on Suven Life, sir, any update you would like to, since we hold Suven Life shares as well, any update you would like to throw on the Suven 3031? What's the progress? How's been the safety part been addressed? Since we have enrolled quite a few number of patients there.
Yeah, we are almost 90% enrollment has coming to the 90% this quarter, but the according to the estimates by them, because of the seasonality and all that stuff, enrollment, it is likely to be in September quarter, October quarter, we should be able to get the data.
See, last patient may come in around the June time frame. That means from there, you know, you'll take about at least 90 days to 120 days to get the data crunching and then get the final movement.
Okay, but how's been the safety part? It's been safe enough?
Yeah, we just started. We have about 9 patients already in the 502 phase 3.
Got it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and 1 on your phone. Participants who wish to ask a question are requested to press star and 1 on their phone now. We have a question from the line of Damayanti Kerai from HSBC. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, thank you for the opportunity. So can you please elaborate a bit more on your CDMO business from what is happening mostly at the customer level? So you mentioned about R&D and then China plus one strategy, etc. So can you throw some more color there and how we should look at this business for say next 2 to 3 quarters?
As you know, customers interaction happened finally in this last PHI. Before that, it was only the regular meetings, which you do not have any other thought processes and the pipelines and all that stuff. Only the transaction-based activity will be doing it. The way they have said it, now they are coming out of the COVID situation and they're starting the new, putting the budgets for the new products and all that stuff. And that is one thing. That means it will start flowing out the new projects eventually. And the second thing they said is they are also looking to outsource more. One is the R&D spending is going up. The second thing is they are going to change their sourcing strategy. It may not happen overnight, as I was telling, from the China to some other territories, and more likely India will be the most opportunity for them, and that's what they are looking at. So in that process, we think that's why I gave, because I don't give you any projections. I just gave this because until that time, everybody is asking what is China plus one. I was saying, no, it may not happen. But after the CPHI, we are kind of inclined to say yes, it is not only the increased R&D spending, but also the increased outsourcing in the global market scenario with the 7% growth that is happening in CDMO. Indian players are likely to get more benefited. And we being in the long-term player of more than 2.5 decades working with all these big pharma, and with all the kind of infrastructure and the mindset and the focus with which we do the NP-based activities, we are at the front end to get any opportunity that will come.
Okay, that's, I think, good to hear. So are we seeing more like more inquiries or RPF from the customers, or things are still in discussion stage and it might take some?
Yeah, it will come, but it's only a couple of months ago it happened, and summer, I mean, all the holidays are over now. They are fully back into the things, and they will start now doing these things. I think you will see it in 2 to 3 months. The flow should hopefully increase.
Okay, and just a clarification, R&D. So I guess till a few months back, we heard about some curtailment or pullback by customers in terms of R&D spend. Now, like you are saying, things should improve from here on, and you are already seeing some, I'll say.
We heard that, but we have not seen on the ground yet. And only you will see that if I get instead of 2-3 shipments per month requirements, then I'll say yes.
Okay, so considering all, most likely, say, another 1 or 2 quarters, we should be seeing things moving up from here after.
That's what our hope, based on the feedback we have.
Okay, sir, that's very helpful. Thank you for your response.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Abdul Qadir Puranwala from Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, could you please provide some flavor on the
Abdul, okay, why it's both slower? Can you increase the...
Yeah, is it better now, sir?
Yeah, this is better, sir.
Yeah, so can you please provide some color on the products which on the pharma as well as on the specialty chemical side, which you would expect to go commercial in the next 2-3 years? Any timeline or anything what you would heard from the customers, since you mentioned that the global pharma activity is picking up. So on the commercialization side, if you could provide some clarity, would be very helpful.
You know very well that it's very difficult even for the customer to say anything, and for me to tell is highly impossible, because unless the data comes out, they cannot tell. So as I was telling to the earlier caller, I have no indication whatsoever. With respect to the specialty chemicals, we already mentioned the fourth molecule should come sometime in the 24 time frame. So that's the only thing we have an update on that. Not an update. We are reiterating whatever we said earlier. So it's very difficult for me to see what it is. Until they know, we don't know. It can happen maybe 2 months from now, but we don't know that thing because we understand. We also know how the drug discovery works. So we will not be knowing our own only 3031 what will happen until November time frame, right? So similar thing for the our own investment customers also. They will not be able to tell. Only thing they can tell whether the study is going on or about to conclude or whatever. That's only they can tell. But right now, for the results, they will not be able to forecast, because these are all double-blind studies.
Got it, sir. So, sir, on the third molecule on the specialty chemical side, sir, has that started contributing? I mean, in Q3, was there any contribution? Or
No. It's only on the quarter one, it's over. After that, they said it again 18 months later only. It will come back.
All right, got it. And, so lastly, on the margin front, if you could provide some clarity as to, where the margins would sustain, would this 42-43% range, would be something which could sustain ahead? I mean, when you talk about from an FY24-25 perspective?
Yes, I mean, we always, remember, we always say plus 40% is the normal for us as of now, the thing stands. Okay, it will be 2% extra one quarter, 3% extra one quarter, but plus 40% is normal for us. And as of now, I don't see any reason why it will go down. As of now, things can change. And it can also go up, as you know, some quarters it goes up. But as in all in all, at the end of the year, we are in the range.
Sure, sir. Understood. Thank you so much for answering my questions.
We have our next question from the line of Gokul Maheshwari from Avriga Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Could you give an update on where you are on the Casper facility and your plans to really scale up the production facility which you acquired, and whether that requires more investment?
Can you repeat the same for the Casper?
Yeah. So can you just give an update on the Casper facility which you acquired last year, and whether you are on track to increase the capacity utilization over there, and would you require any more investment in that facility?
As of now, we have filed about 10 already, and there are some filings still going on. The approvals are coming one by one, and the first product will be sometime in April, May time frame will be going out. And right now, I don't need any capital expenditure for the Casper. So only when these things, we have 1.2 billion capacity in that. And only when that is done, we'll be knowing it. And, you know, as you know, we also have the capability at Pashamailaran site. So mix and match, we can do that. We have enough time to create infrastructure if needed. That's not a problem. But right now, we don't need any additional capacity.
In the 9 months, what would be the contribution of Casper in our sales this year?
As of now, there is no contribution much. It's only the expense that we clearly mentioned. It will be about 12 to 15 months when we took over this company before we see the revenue, and we expect the revenue neutral only, I mean, the break even will be about 36 months from the day when we are taken over. So it depends on how the molecules get approved and when they go and what is the profitability out of that. And as of now, it's only one or two that are going. So based on that, it's very difficult to tell until it goes to the market.
Okay. So, and what is the estimated CapEx for this year, FY23, and also for FY24?
The effect, as you know, we have taken an in-principle approval of about 600 crores altogether. Out of that, it's the only one that is, we are using 200 crores towards the Suri FI facility, new building creation, which is the main thing that is going on. Half of it is spent, half of it is being spent within the next 6 months, and we hope to second quarter onwards, we thought it will be first quarter, but it's delayed by a couple of months. So it will be the second quarter onwards, we have the validation takes place, and that will be utilized. The rest of the CAPEX is for the change of the R&D location whenever the government asks us to move. That's why we are taking proactively in-principle approval. So that's not going to happen now because no indication is given. These are the things that are going on politically. They may not happen within the next 1 year because the elections will be coming in. The other one is the Pashamailaran site. As of now, we are qualifying the Vizag sites and the Pashamailaran sites for any new projects also. Right now, we are okay. And as and when it requires, based on the pipeline and the progress and requirements, so then we can start the activity. Right now, it may not be until maybe 6 to 9 months, we will not be starting that activity, that third portion of the thing. Other than that, you know, we have a regular CAPEX of which is the balancing equipment because it's a mix and match thing which we do all the time, multi-products. About 60 to 80 crores every year we'll be doing replacement CAPEX or the balancing equipment CAPEX. So that will be a continuous process.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Tushar Manudhane from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Sir, firstly on, now that over a period of time and given the kind of cramps traction there has been, so basis your experience, if you could share in terms of what kind of technology platforms or chemistry skill sets that has been little or rather unique or differentiated to Suven, which sort of drives the business in the CRAM segment in particular?
I would not say it's the technology platform that differentiates us. It is the focus with which we work to the innovator products is the one that defines. Because in knowing fully well, the first kilo you supplied, maybe the last kilo you supplied in the MP-based PHC. That is keeping us there. Other than that, I mean, the technology, everybody has it, but their focus is going mainly on the generic side and backward integrating into some kind of brand. Ours is a more or less on the 90% to 95% is on the FT-based activity, and we do the leverage out onto the generic side a little bit. So you cannot say it's a technology, but as far as the chemistries are concerned, except the chlorination and phosgenation, since we do many number of projects, we have done about 980 projects so far from the inception. We've been dabbled into each and every chemistry, at the gram level, to kilo level, to multi-ton level.
Okay, okay. Also, if you could break down the, let's say, gross block into CDMO pharma and CDMO specialty chemicals.
Abdul, and I'll provide you. Right now, I don't have this information. I'll provide you.
The asset turn into different segments, what it could be approximately, if that you could share.
Yeah, I will.
Okay, sir. That's it from us.
Thank you. We have a next question from the line of Prateek Kothari from Unique Portfolio Managers. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, sir. So just one clarification, this fourth molecule in chemical that you expect to come in next year. So this is already commercialized in the past, right? And that's when they ask us for a supply next year. This is not a new molecule.
Which one is that?
The fourth molecule which you mentioned on the...
No, it is a brand new one. We never supplied. We have only qualified our sample. And this is, they are saying, 24th calendar.
Okay, fair enough. And so this, regarding this new capacity, we mentioned that we'll only start to think about it six, nine months down the line. And also we say that there's a lot of customer demand, the China Plus One or the whole supply chain we did. So usually how long does it take for us to put up a new capacity and just your thoughts for that?
Okay, for everybody's information, compared to any other generic molecule, creation of a capacity is a kind of a, what do you call, predetermined. In our case, what happens is when the molecule is getting stabilized and when the opportunity is coming in, by the time the peak thing requirement comes, it takes 3 years. So what I'm saying in the beginning, we do in the, what do you call this, campaign-based activity, but we'll be knowing that it will come back. So based on that, we'll put it. If it is only making it with a balancing equipment, it takes 6 months. If I need to create a total block, then it takes 18 months. So it depends. Most of the time, we don't create the block itself, but when we create the block, it will be a multi-purpose thing. But it will be more or less what happens if I'm doing a campaign now, I want to continue the campaign, then I may need to use a couple of balancing equipment to use the unutilized capacities to put to the new product. For that, it will take 3 to 4 months only, and that balancing equipment is taken. So, it's all, because luckily for us in this business model, the time is, when will be known, but the time is at least 2 years to 3 years. So, we can certainly create the capacity to do that. Secondly, we also can do the early stage steps in some other unit, suppose if they want more quantity suddenly for whatever reason. We have done that earlier and we will never have any problem because most of the time ours is a campaign-based activity except for the specialty chemicals. So even though we have, we say 100% capacity utilization, it is only 70% because not all of the equipment can be utilized. So that 30% can be using the balancing equipment, I can put more products. So, we will never have a shortage of capacity, but at the same time, when the new capacity is required, we have enough or ample time to do it. And we have the backups in the other units also, based on the customer's request, we can do that also, at least these products. Chemistry. So, this is the way it works.
So, fair enough, right here. In fact, just a last request, even on the last call, you had mentioned that we might get the management of Advent on the call and maybe just hear from them. Maybe on the next phone call, we can do that.
management of the advent will come only when the transaction takes place. Right? Until that time, we are still here.
Okay, sure. Thank you, sir, and all the best.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Darshan Shah from Multi-Act. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. This is Rohan. Sir, my question is with respect to the proposed merger with the Advent-owned entities, are those entities carrying any unutilized capacities that we could potentially use for our CRAMS operations? And does need for us to do CapEx gets reduced, or are those unutilized capacities, if they exist, cannot be used for our CRAMS business?
Let me tell you, it's not wise on my part to just estimate what's going to happen to the capacity, how much they are utilizing. Until this transaction is over, we are not going to talk anything about the CoTrans platform. Yes, but the general question is, yes, certainly it will be a plus now for anything. No? Whatever I am using, like just before this call, I was telling, no? If I need to do additional tests in other units, I can do that. Similarly, when that comes in, same thing can be done, right? But right now, we're not going to talk about that. We have clearly given you the statement made by the Advent during the signing of the ceremony that they have an intent to do the merging that platform into Suven so that that can be capacity enhancement will be used, backward integration can be used, content can be used, and the more technologies can be coming into the picture, and more customers will be there, and they have the global reach and which they can bring more opportunities also. But that is post thing, right? Right now we're concentrating what we do, and when once that happens, I think then only I can talk anything about it and I can do. But not knowing fully their operations, I will not be able to comment anything on that at this time.
Okay, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Rajashekar MS, from an individual investor. Please go ahead. Mr. Rajashekar?
Yeah, my question has already been answered. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Hussein Kagzi from Ambit Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hello, hi. Thank you, sir. Am I audible?
Yes.
So I wanted to get a sense on when is it that our pharma molecule is coming up for patent expiry. I guess the first two molecules that we launched that were commercialized 2 to 3 years back were the patent was expiring somewhere in 2024, 2025. So if you could give some idea on that.
Yeah, I mean, the earliest is, I think, is 25, but as you know, these big pharma, they will have the additional, indications will be given, and they'll be going for another 5 years or so. So, I don't see anything until 28, actually, to be going out of our supply. That's based on the interactions we have with the customers, so we don't see any. Even though it's going out of patent, but it will be 3 to 4 years from there only. If anything at all, there will be a reduction in the revenues out of those things. Otherwise, they should be staying at the same, if not more. It doesn't matter. It doesn't. Next 2 to 3 years, it will not affect. Certainly.
Got it. Got it, got it. 2 to 3 years. And sir, one thing was that you were talking about that now probably you're seeing increased inquiry from customers to shift from China to India and talks happening in that regards. So in your assessment, how long does it take for this to happen or probably translate anything into a meaningful opportunity for you or other players? Because I think, see, for example, in generic, you have to go and modify the DMF or the AND or something like that. So in kind of and related to innovator negotiations, suppose they are doing that conversation now. So how long will it be that you would anticipate this to reflect into any tangible numbers?
Yeah, as you rightly said, it is not going to be overnight. is right now, this is only the discussions, based on the discussions we could gather, this is what's going to happen. As you know, for a slight change in the existing molecule itself, it takes a year to 2 years, sometimes 3 years also. Similarly, changing the source from some other place to here, especially if it is a regulatory intermediate, it will take time. And I know that process, when they say something, it takes at least a year before you see real tangible results out of it. So, in general, but when once that happens, it will have a win-win situation for both the customer and the partner. And we hope to get those opportunities not only for Suven but all other players in India. Eventually. That's why it will not be next 6 months or something like that. But even for the flow of projects, we have only said that we have heard this. This is a macro level we are telling. In general, it will happen in the long run. And being a first in the line, we are the first one to start the CRAMS project way back in 95, and nobody knows what the CRAMS is all about. We thought we will be the best one to get some advantage out of that. That's what I said, in addition to the other players.
Understood. That's helpful. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone. Participants who wish to ask a question may please press star and one on their phone now. As there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to this third quarter results and year-to-date results. As you know, and our flattish growth as of now, and we expect to end the year with a slight positive growth and maintaining the margin. And in the long term, with the new opportunities that are coming in, new thinking that is happening in the global pharma outsourcing and the opportunities because of the China Plus One, and also opportunity of long-term relationship we have and the existing capacity building that is taking place, and also the number of projects what we have in the pipeline and all the things goes well. But at the same time, you will be seeing, not only quarter-on-quarter variations, but year-on-year variations also will be there. But in general, in the long run, it is a very promising things, especially the change in the mindset of the global pharma for outsourcing and targeting towards India. And being Suven is one of the front runners, I think we like to get the benefit out of it. With this, I thank each and everyone, and hope to catch up with you during the next phone call. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Suven Pharmaceuticals Limited, that concludes the conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.